News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Students Loan Bureau will be extending its moratorium for the repayment of loans for beneficiaries pursuing courses in fields which require a license to practice. This group includes nurses, pharmacists, and mechanical engineers. Minister of Finance Dr. Peter Phillips says the move is geared towards reducing the overall delinquency rate among loan beneficiaries.
The moratorium period will be extended to include the time before they are licensed to practice their profession, instead of the December when their courses are finished. This will ensure that these beneficiaries have the capacity to earn before they are required to start repaying their loans.
Non-traditional food exports have increased by 5.7%, amounting to earnings of almost $153 million. Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Roger Clark says several commodities have recorded significant growth for 2013 over the previous year.
Non-traditional food exports increased by 5% to $152.7 million. Thanks to increased yam exports, which grew by 13.3%, ackee by 12%, sausage by 3.2%, conch and lobster by 23.3%, sweet potatoes by 25%, and pumpkins by 33%.
Minister Clark was making his contribution to the 2014-2015 budget debate in Parliament Wednesday. There has been a significant reduction in the illegal removal and sale of metal infrastructure through the scrap metal trade. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says this is the result of the stringent measures that have been implemented.
The opening of this facility will now render the entire trade that much more efficient and more effective, with the expectation of higher foreign exchange earnings, greater job at all levels of the society, and a greater respect for the rules and regulations that govern the trade.
Minister Hilton was addressing the official opening of a new centralized scrap metal facility on Spanish Town Road in Kingston. It will take approximately 1 year to tag all 70,000 heads of cattle under the Ministry of Agriculture's Animal Identification and Traceability System. This from Senior Veterinary Officer in the Ministry, Dr. Candice Phipps. She says tagging will be done in what is called a sweep fashion, parish by parish.
First tagging, because we want to have 100% compliance, will be completely funded by the government of Jamaica. So the farmers will not be asked to pay for the tagging. But in subsequent years, there will have to be some kind of cost recovery system, and that will be developed as we go along.
Dr. Phipps was speaking Thursday at a post-budget media briefing. The traceability system will be supported by legislation such as the Animal Diseases and Importation Act, as tagging will be mandatory for all cattle owners. And the pending Occupational Safety and Health Act, OSHA, will have major provisions for the safe use and handling of chemicals in the workplace. These provisions will be applicable to all places of employment, including homes in which domestic workers carry out their duties. Minister of Labor and Social Security Derek Kellyer says some 20,000 workplaces will be added when the new act comes into place.
This impending piece of legislation becomes particularly important when one considers the recent decision by the government to introduce flexible work options as an element of nation building.
Minister Kellyer was speaking during a tour of Bircher Paints Jamaica Limited in Kingston Thursday. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Ruth Ann Carr.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
St. Catherine, St. Andrew, St. Thomas, Kingston. The Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, in collaboration with Global Water Partnership Caribbean, wants to hear your views on the draft water sector policy and implementation plan. Come participate in a public consultation Wednesday, April 30 at the Courtlay Hotel, starting at 6 p.m. The draft policy is available on the Ministry's website at mwh.gov.jm, at its Documentation Center, 25 Dominica Drive, Kingston, or from parish libraries and regional post offices.